This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Keeker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Keeker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. Can you believe it is December? I mean, I'm just telling you, I cannot believe it. So it's stunning. I've said this before, but my grandma used to say, honey, you know, time is going by so fast. And I was a young college kid and I believed her, but I couldn't relate to it. Summers were still really long back then, you know, when you're 20 years old and all that fun stuff. But so today, fast forward to today. And every time I see the time going by so fast and I'm like, grandma, oh my gosh, you were so right. So I always look up in the air and say, grandma, I believed you, but now I can relate today. So anyway, here we are in December. We're right in the thick of all of the holiday, you know, celebrations, family gatherings, office parties, putting up the Christmas trees, you know, all, you know, I put up all the lights and stuff on the outside of the house and hung the wreath and all the stockings on the fireplace, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We are decked out and we're heading that way. So hopefully I just get excited this time of the year. I love Thanksgiving. And then I love cruising into Christmas. And then, of course, New Year's Eve and all that stuff. So it's my favorite time of year every single year, and we're in it. So anyway, happy December. How about that? So last week I talked about what to determine before beginning your search. The week before that, I talked about when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. And I placed those subjects right there before and after Thanksgiving on purpose because you have a lot of families that are returning from maybe not being home for a whole year. Maybe they live in another state. They have a busy job. They're not able to do this. So they're coming home. They have these realizations like, oh my goodness, you know, mom or dad or grandparents or your loved one is going to need some help, going to need some care. We're going to need some home care, or we're going to need to move to one of these senior care communities. So it's a very timely topic for this time of year because families, they gather. They have these realizations. They have conversations. Let's get through the end of the year. And after the first of the year, we'll go out and we'll find an assisted living apartment for our loved one, whoever that might be. So, and the message has been the peak demand for all of these places is January, February, and March. So if you put off, and it's so easy to do, if you delay your search until after the first of the year, guess what everybody does? And I mean, almost everybody does. They delay their search till after the first of the year. So a couple of things happen. I have a lot of people say, well, what do you mean? A peak demand? I thought it was always in demand. Well, it is. It is. Senior care is always in demand, literally always, every day. But two things happen at the end of the year. So you have, again, families returning, new realization, aha moment. Let's get through the holidays after the first of the year. Let's go out and let's find assisted living for mom or dad or grandparent or elderly loved one. So you have this newly realized, pent-up, delayed demand that hits about the first week of January. Then guess what else happens in January? You have a natural increase in illness. Flu, pneumonia, the stinking COVID is never going away, I don't think. It's flaring up now and then. But every year we have flu, pneumonia, we're slipping on the ice, we're breaking hips. There's more sickness, more illness. It's a natural increase in illness along with that newly realized pent-up delayed demand and boom, there is your peak demand in January. It really starts to ramp up about the 7th through the 10th of January. It just goes like a rocket. There will be thousands, I'm not exaggerating this, folks, there will be thousands of people flooding into the market, making decisions, putting down payment on this apartment, on that room, et cetera, et cetera. Everything gets gone. Now, here's the scary part, and then we have wait lists. We have waiting lists. The scary part is we're not building enough communities. There's a shrinking inventory. So the demand is outpacing the growth of inventory, and it's catching up, actually. So the inventory is starting to get squeezed. So something that we didn't used to see, we're seeing now. In the fall, I'm seeing all kinds of waiting lists already just because there's a big demand for the best places out there. Now, if you don't care what place you choose, you can go choose a crummy place and move into it. Good luck with that. That's a bad idea, okay? But if you want to move into the best places, they probably already have a waiting list. Right now, they could. I ran into all kinds of places. Some places have a 6 to 9 month wait list. Some places have maybe a 3 to 4 month wait list. One place is over a year. Now it's all over the board, and they have that today. Do you know what's going to happen after the first of the year when everyone floods into the market? Instead of being fourth or fifth on the wait list, you might get bump down the, if you come in late, you may end up 24th or 25th on the wait list. And instead of having to wait until, you know, maybe 2 or 3 month wait list to where you could, you know, you could move in the fall. If you go out today in the month of December, maybe not the fall, maybe you're moving in the spring. Okay. Maybe 2 or 3 month wait list. Okay, well, that's kind of when we're wanting to move anyway. We want to get through the bad weather and all that stuff and move in the spring. If you get out and do this month, then that's a realistic, very realistic option or scenario. But if you wait till after the first of the year, you're highly doubtful that you're moving in the spring because there are too many people ahead of you on the wait list. It's probably going to kick you out to the summer and maybe even the fall. So don't do that. Don't do that. And again, we've done with Senior Care Consulting, we've done the research for you. We do the vast majority of the work for you so that all I need, you know how much time I need for you to get through this whole search and selection process? A morning, right? We'll meet for coffee early in the morning. We've got this done by 12:30 to 1 o'clock, and it's time for lunch, right? That's how much time you would need. Everyone can spare that much time. We do most of the work for you. We use very efficient use of your time, and we can make this pretty simple. And we can do it over the holidays. I am encouraging all of my clients, let's get, I know it's the holidays, it's ridiculously busy, but again, we'll do the vast majority of the work for you, make this very simple for you with a few hours of your time. If that, and let's get out, let's make some decisions, get your name on a wait list, and then you worry about the timing of moving after the first of the year. And we'll get in before this huge, huge rush. If that is resonating with you, if you appreciate a premium level service like we offer, give us a call. We'll offer you a free consultation. Let's see if we can work that out for you. We would be honored to work for you and your family. 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right. So along with all this other timely stuff, so you've had the discussion, you've determined you do need to move. Last week, I talked about what to know before beginning your search. And now I want to talk about all the different types of care and levels of care that are available. We'll start off with independent living. There is no care provided in independent living. We'll just start right off with that bold statement. There is no licensure that drives the operation of independent living. So it's an apartment with meals, transportation, some socialization opportunities. So if you move from your home to independent living, it's really more of a lifestyle change to where, you know, hey, we've got this big house. We use about 20% of it. We don't even go in parts of the houses of our house. So I go up there once in a while to dust, but you know, that's about it. I hear this story all the time. So yeah, so let's, and I'm tired of the water heater and doing the lawn and the roof's leaking, you know, all the home ownership stuff. I don't even use 80% of my house. So it's a lifestyle change where you can transition from your home to an independent living apartment. They make the main meal for you every day, so it really relieves a lot of cooking. They might make a couple of meals for you today, per day. But there is a fully equipped kitchen in your apartment or your villa so that you can make what you want when you want. You have full freedom. You're on your own, but you're not alone. You're around a lot of other people. So again, the independent living would be the first stop in our progression here. And again, I'm going to talk about the prices on all of these things coming up. But first, let's not forget about that Senior Care Live question of the week. All assisted living communities offer memory care. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. All assisted living communities offer memory care. So that's care for someone with Alzheimer's or dementia, that sort of thing. Okay, is that statement true or false? And the answer is true. The answer is true. Well, Steve, you said that not all places, you know, have that memory care unit thing, or right? So it is a little bit of a trick question. So all assisted living communities care for residents with cognitive issues, all of them. And there may be a pretty high percentage of residents there with maybe just pleasantly forgetful, right? Or maybe a little confused, or maybe repeats a question now and then. No big deal. No big deal at all. Still functioning, highly functioning very well. Medically, you know, in pretty good shape. Just a little forgetful. Okay. They all have residents like this with a diagnosis of dementia. So here's the rub. As dementia or Alzheimer's or one of the many forms of dementia, as that progresses and we start to have a cognitive decline, at some point, you may have some of these issues that would require a memory care unit, a separate part of the building. Okay. The first, the biggest one is if you become an elopement risk or a flight risk, right? So if, and you may be trying to leave to go home You may just wander outside thinking, oh, what is that going on out there? You're not caught trying to cause any trouble or problems. You just walk outside. You're checking it out. Well, it's 0 degrees outside. It's 100 degrees outside. There's traffic. You're not comprehending that these are bad things. Okay, so that you have to keep you safe. And so in the memory care neighborhood, memory care unit, whatever you want to call it, they have codes on the doors so that you can leave the area. You just need to be accompanied for your own safety and security. And then I think the second biggest reason would be overstimulation. So too many people, there's too much noise, too much light, just too much stuff going on that you're getting bombarded. Your senses are being bombarded. You can't handle it. At some point, you start to kind of wind up tight, and then you might kind of lash out, be aggressive or belligerent or super agitated. You might even be combative and take a swing at somebody. And you can't have that. So that would be, I think, the second most common reason to end up in memory care would be for just a calm, cool, quiet environment, fewer residents. The lighting might even be just a little down, a little bit, a little more subtle, less noise, calm, cool, everything's fine, right? So those are the two things. And guess what? Not all assisted living communities would have that separate memory care neighborhood or memory care part of the building. So, but they all provide care for residents with cognitive issues. Okay, they just may not have that separate area for these higher level needs. Okay, hopefully that makes sense. All right, so we have independent living. Again, it's a lifestyle change. You're moving from your home to an independent living. Typically, most of the inventory is an apartment. These apartments are nice. Some of them are really big. You may not need that much room. If you have an 800 square foot apartment, right, and you have a 4,000 square foot house, but you're only using 20% of it, well, that's 800 feet, right? So there you go. I am so scattered today. There's so many things I want to talk to you about. I need to stick to the plan. Stick to the plan, Steve. So anyway, lifestyle change, move into independent living, and you just kind of relax and let someone else do kind of the big cooking. You can still cook what you want, whatever you want. Socialization opportunities, there's transportation to and from the grocery store every week. And it's a nice change. No care is provided there. So then the next step in this progression, and this is a big one, is generally referred to as assisted living. I think it's a little bit of a misused term, maybe misunderstood. Assisted living does not provide medical care, by and large. There are always a few exceptions, but it is more of a social model, and there's a lot of support, but it's just not medical in nature, if you will. So there's a lot of support. So they can help you with your activities of daily living. Now, a lot of people in healthcare talk in acronymology and all the abbreviations. So if you hear the term ADL, people throw that around like you're supposed to know what it means. That's activities of daily living. So they can help you minimally or fully with your bathing, dressing, grooming, and using the toilet. You may not need help with all of those things. Maybe you need a lot of help with one, minimal help with another, and maybe no help with a couple others. They can help you minimally or fully, again, with your bathing, dressing, grooming, and toileting. They will manage and distribute your medications. That's a huge one because it's really easy to forget about one of your meds or maybe not take them on time. I mean, heck, sometimes I forget to take mine. Right. So and I don't need one of these communities yet. One of these days, maybe I will. And I know a guy. I know a guy who can help me find the right fit, best place available. But it's easy to mess up on your meds, and it's super important. The older we get, the more important that becomes. So they can take that over for you. They can help with incontinence support to a point. Okay, so if it's completely out of control and you're not aware that you just had an accident, that kind of thing, that might be too much for them. If you need some help managing that, no problem at all. And that's a lot of support. Bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting, medication management, distribution, incontinence support. That's a lot of support. They also make all of your meals at this point, provide all of your snacks, hydration. A lot of these places, they have it's like Quick Trip. They have a whole fountain bar over there. You can go over there and get you a Diet Coke anytime you want. Don't tell my wife. She'd be over there like 10 times a day. And there's, they have bananas and cookies around, and like snacky kind of things, right? And then they make all of your snacks and they make all of your meals for you at that point. They also have a full slate of activities for meaningful social engagement. That's huge. That's really important. Lots and lots of activities. Doctors make house calls. Doctors will come into the building and visit you in your apartment or in maybe a designated area where people would come to see the doctor. Other medical specialists will come in-house. That'll save you a trip out. That's super convenient. And they have transportation to take you out to see your family doctor, if that's your preference, or to go out to see medical specialist, if you will. So there's a lot to like about the assisted living level of care. And if you understand what it is and if that's the right fit, it's a great option. So coming up next, I'm going to further elaborate on the assisted living level of care, and then I'm going to get into the medical level of care, which is long-term care.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
All right, so I'm talking about all the different levels of care, what they provide. Pretty soon, I'm going to talk about the average monthly cost. At that time, if you're driving in your car, you'll want your hands at 10 and 2. If you're drinking a warm beverage, like a nice hot cup of coffee or something like that, you're going to want to put it down. But I'll get there here in just a minute. All right. So I was talking about assisted living, and there's a little bit of a catch to assisted living. Now, when I make my presentations, public presentations, I have a graphic. And when I meet with all of my clients, I have a similar graphic. And in the center of the page, I have the assisted living level of care taking up a pretty wide space. And there's a reason for that. So unlike long-term care is a very standardized model. So they all offer about the same thing. And the licensure is very standardized. Okay? There's no leeway in there. You have to do A, B, C, and D. And this is how you do it, and et cetera, et cetera. So it's a standardized model. Now, obviously, some long-term care communities deliver better than others. Okay? But it's a standardized model. Assisted living is not. So there's some leeway in the assisted living licensure to where some assisted living communities will provide less care than others. And that's their choice. It's their prerogative. And so, so for example, it comes down to marketing. Hey, our community is full of vibrant seniors and we're doing all these things. And we're super independent, et cetera, et cetera. They don't provide as much care. And that's their choice. Way over on the other side of my graphic, I wish you could see it. Way over on the other side of the graphic, some assisted living communities provide a very high level of care, and they're approaching long-term care. They're bending over backwards to keep you from having to move to long-term care. And, oh, by the way, everything in between. So I say that the assisted living level of care is the second most difficult level of care for someone who's not familiar with all this to go out, just wade out into the market to try to deal with it, try to figure it out. And by the way, I've done some searches recently for assisted living. There are a lot of assisted living communities that are racking up a ton of deficiencies from their surprise health inspections from the state. Never used to see that, not at the levels I'm seeing right now. So it is, you got to be real careful as to which assisted living community you are considering. So case in point, I'm getting off track here. Recently worked with a very nice gentleman on behalf of his mom. Steve, full disclosure, I made the mistake of reaching out to one of these free referral services. Now my phone is literally exploding. They won't stop calling me. I'm going to just turn my phone off. I can't deal with it. Here, I just want to work with you. I really regret calling them. But he said they were recommending this particular place. I said, really? Well, let's... And they're really pushing him on this place. I'm sure that's where they got the fattest commission. But anyway. So I look him up, and this particular place has a J-level deficiency. That's as bad as it gets. A J-level deficiency means that they dropped the ball. And that put a resident in immediate jeopardy. Many of those circumstances would leave the resident harmed or injured. And a lot of times, worse than that, they would die because of some bit of negligence or some incident happening. He said, so they have that mark on their record, but yet this free referral service, they were really pushing me to go see them and go tour and everything else. And he said, so they're recommending a place with a J-level deficiency. He said, why would they do that? And I just looked at him and he goes, oh, that's right. Because they were going to make about $8,000 commission if I chose it. I said, bing, 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 bing. You get the prize. You're right. That's why. And I said, sir, this place, while it looks very nice looking place, Because of that deficiency, it wouldn't have made my list of your top options. Now, give them time to correct that. Get some water under the bridge. They'll make it right. They'll correct it. They'll do better in the future, and then we'll consider them at another time. Just not right now. Because this very recently happened. They haven't had time to correct it and make and do better. He goes, that makes so much sense. He said, I'm so glad I called you. And I walked with him through this very quickly on behalf of his mother, who is being discharged from the hospital. We had a hard discharge date that we had to kind of deal with. And he's very happy he reached out to Senior Care Consulting. If that's resonating with you, give us a call. We'll offer you a free consultation. We'll visit with you over the phone to see if we are a right fit for you. 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, so we talked about independent living, assisted living. Now let's move over into the medical level of care, long-term care. Some people still refer to this as a nursing home. I refer to it as long-term care, but it's the same thing. It's that highest level. It's the medical model. So in long-term care, they will do everything that assisted living does, help you with all of those activities of daily living, manage and distribute your medications, help with incontinence support, all of those sort of things, plus heavy physical care where it takes two staff or maybe even a mechanical lift, God bless them, to help move a resident from point A to point B. Then they get into some of the medical issues. They can help out with wound care needs, diabetic management with insulin injections, pain management, dealing with pain, implanted pain pumps. They can help. There are a lot of other things. Feeding tubes, I could go on and on. You get it, though, right? Things that would require an RN and an LPN to manage and deal with. We're talking about medical needs, plus all of those physical needs, okay? So that's what long-term care is. And I'll tell you, and I'm going to get into the pricing in the last segment here, let's move on. So we've got independent living, assisted living, and long-term care. Let's just go ahead and muddy the waters and complicate this just a little bit more, right? So in that middle lane, in that assisted living lane, we also have options for what's called a residential care facility, RCF. Generally speaking, and not all the time, there are exceptions. Generally speaking, residential care facility, I would just call it assisted living light. Okay, so the residents there, they still need help with those activities of daily living, but they're a little more independent. They need less help. Okay, so residential care facility. And then on kind of the right side, I wish you could see my graphic. On the right side of this assisted living space, which is kind of wide in the center, is what's called Home Plus. Home Plus is assisted living really on the higher end of it. So they provide a lot of care. It's still in the assisted living lane, helping with those activities of daily living, managing and distributing your medications, et cetera, et cetera. All the things that I mentioned before. But the setting is completely different. The setting is in a house. That's why it's called Home Plus. This is a fantastic fit for a lot of people. We have a lot of Home Plus options in the Kansas City area. Now, let me back up. I've been doing this for a long time. So a little history. All of them were dedicated to providing memory care. So you had to have a diagnosis of Alzheimer's or dementia, one of the different forms of dementia, some sort of cognitive impairment. Now there are some Home Plus operators that will provide more of a general care. You don't have to have memory issues to move in there. And I'm glad to see that. That's another nice option. But you have your own bedroom. You may have your own bathroom. You may share a bathroom on a hallway, maybe with a couple of other residents, just like you would at your house. Okay, you're eating family style in a dining room. If they're baking bread or cookies, it fills the whole house with familiar scents. It's a wonderful option, and that one's called Home Plus. Really, the higher end of assisted living, but it's provided for you and other residents in a house up to 12 individuals. And coming up next, I will discuss the monthly cost. Hands at 10 and 2. Put your coffee down. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
All right, so let's talk about the price of all of these different levels of care. Holy cow. Okay, so let's jump into this. So if you're going to that first kind of that entry point where there's no care provided, it's just a lifestyle change or downsizing from the burdensome home ownership and all that stuff, you're going to let your hair down. You're going to move into an apartment or maybe a villa, and you get to relax. And somebody else does most of the cooking, not all of it, but most of the cooking for you. You don't have to deal with property taxes, homeowners insurance, the leaking water heater, the leaking roof, mowing the lawn, blah, all the stuff, right? You just get to enjoy yourself. So the pricing is based on the size of your apartment and how nice the place is. Some of these places are pretty high end. Some of them a little more basic, but still nice, still wonderful. So you're looking at, and whether you have one person moving in or two. So you're looking at an average monthly cost of maybe around $4,000. Maybe you could find it a little bit less than that, up to around $7,500. On that higher end is going to be more of a freestanding villa or a duplex versus the apartment, and that would be for two people. So, but that's a range. That's a range. Assisted living, that wide center lane, assisted living, I'm not going to get into all the pricing models today. Most pricing depends on the size of your apartment and how much help you need, your level of care. So a studio is less than a one bedroom, is less than a two bedroom. Pretty obvious. If you need a little bit of care, they might add $500 a month. If you need a lot of care, they might add $3,000 a month. Usually, let's say you have five different levels of care at $500 per level. Okay, or maybe $600 per level. It varies. It could be three levels of care, but it's usually $400 or $500 a month extra, all the way up to maybe $3,000 or so. So depending on that, we're looking at a solid range of $6,000 to $9,000 per month. Again, that's 24-hour care, help with your activities of daily living, manage and distribute your medications. They can help with incontinence support. They make all of your meals at that point. There are activities to engage in. Doctors make house calls. There's transportation to go out to see a doctor. So there's a lot of support there. That is the cost. Long-term care. This is really getting expensive. Long-term care is going to be somewhere between about $9,000 to $10,000 a month on average, and that is for a shared room. You have a roommate. It's mostly about the care. By the time you get to that highest medical model, long-term care, some people still call it a nursing home. By the time you get there, it's mostly about the care you receive. It's not much about the personal space. So personal space comes at a premium. So for a shared room, $9,000 to $10,000, very common in our area, in the KC area. If you want a private room, if you can get one, because there's usually a waiting list, because there aren't too many of these, because guess what? Not many people can afford these things. They're so expensive. We're looking at $11,000 to $12,000 per month for a small private room in long-term care, upwards of $15,000. I priced out one the other day at over $16,000 a month. That's why I said, hands at 10 and 2. Put your coffee down. Because it's just unbelievably expensive. Residential care could be, $4,000 to, maybe $6,000 a month. It could be more than that, okay? That is kind of a general statement. Home Plus has really gone up recently, a lot. We're looking at a solid, $8,500 a month to maybe $10,500, maybe $11,000 a month for that level of care. Okay, but Steve, what about these entrance fees? Don't you have that upfront buy-in, that kind of a thing? All right, so that's at a continuing care retirement community where they have independent living, they have assisted living, they have long-term care. And the concept there, if you move into a continuing care retirement community, the concept is, again, that lifestyle change, you're downsizing, moving into an apartment or a villa, they make a meal per day, transportation, socialization opportunities. But the concept is you move there and then Later on down the road, if you need a little help with some of these things, you can move to a different part of the building or a different part of the campus and receive assisted living. If you need more help than that, you can transition to their long-term care part of the building or long-term care building in the campus. And you don't have to go anywhere else. They have you covered. You're buying a peace of mind knowing that this is your last stop and you can age in place comfortably and receive all of the care and support that you will ever need for life. For life. Some of those continuing care retirement communities where you would start off at independent living, some, I would say most of them have an entrance fee. Now, not all of them do. Most of them would have an entrance fee of around $200,000. You might be able to get a little bit less than that, maybe $150,000 for a smaller apartment, $180,000, something like that. Let's just say about $200,000 to over $900,000. That's a lump sum entrance fee. Well, what do I get for that? You're buying the peace of mind knowing they've got you. They contractually must care for you through the end of your life. And most of those contracts are 90% refundable, meaning if you should choose to leave, you can leave anytime you want. We're moving out of here. We're going to Florida. Okay, fine. That's fine. So 90% of your $500,000 entrance fee is refundable. So you get $450,000 of that back. 10% is gone forever, but you get 90% of that. Or most people don't choose to move. Most people would stay there. They would age in place and then pass away at some point. Then 90% of that upfront entrance fee is returned to your estate and then distributed to your heirs as you have your estate set up. Okay, so that plus you would have that monthly maintenance, that monthly fee of $4,000, $5,000, up to, you know, maybe $7,000, $7,500 a month. Okay, both of those things. And then you'd move to assisted living. I already talked about the price there. You move to long-term care. I already talked about the price of that. So some of these continuing care retirement communities at the independent level, that entry point, some of them, they don't have an entrance fee at all. They just have a different model. And that different model is you just pay for what you need as you go. And we don't want to tie up a huge chunk of money of yours. We don't want anything to do with that. Let your financial advisor continue to invest your money and make you money on your money. You can just pay us for what you need as you go. If all of this sounds a little overwhelming, that's because it is. There's so many moving parts. Especially, I would say choosing a continuing care retirement community is by far and away the most difficult one to wait out and to try to figure out on your own. And then the second most difficult one, I would say, is the assisted living level, just because there's such a wide range. If you need help with any of that, please give us a call. We can help you even during the holiday season, 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. It would be our honor to work for you and your family. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Maybe with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.